Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. It's great to have you Friday, June 27, 2014. Hey, you know what's coming tomorrow, right? You know what tomorrow is? No, there will be no podcast tomorrow. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Rain is going to start going up. Cats will begin chasing dogs. What is going on? I can't have the Everyday Saturday podcast not happen. Well, hey, remember, we all agreed on this now. Everybody in over 100 countries, thousands and thousands of subscribers around the world said, let's take Saturday off because that's the one day we can do it ourselves. I mean, come on now. If you can't get motivated on Saturday, when are you going to ever get motivated? And Sunday, we got the spiritual podcast, and then we're back at it Monday with the number one entrepreneurial show on the planet. So just want to give an FYI. Tomorrow, you may want to go in search of a best of podcast. Maybe that's what I should do, create a best of. Wouldn't that be a good idea? I think I'm going to do that sometime, but not anytime soon because I'm on a three-month, I don't want to call it sabbatical, pretty much a vacation. I'm doing some really wild stuff, though. Dipped back into the drop shipping business that I was telling you guys about a long time ago, maybe 5-6 months ago. Really wild stuff, man. There are some sharp cookies out there. I'm always amazed at people. And today's podcast, I had no intention at all of talking about a drop shipping business, and I'm probably not going to talk but more than 20 more seconds about it. And the only reason I bring it up is I'm fascinated. I'm fascinated by people. I'm fascinated by smart people. I'm fascinated by smart, ambitious, energetic, motivated, successful people. That's what gets me jacked up. And I'm sure it does to you too, right? Am I right? Am I right? Now, if I see somebody doing $1 million a month on Amazon or eBay, I'm thinking, I just think that is amazing. These platforms are out there for all of us. You know what I mean? It's like you wake up in the morning and you're like, I need some work today. I don't know what I'm going to do. I need to make some money today. I don't know. Get on eBay, baby. Sell something. I mean, it's like there's all these platforms out there available to all of us. Well, Sam, I don't particularly like to sell on eBay. I don't know much about it. And hey, learn, right? You got 5 minutes. Go learn. Go on YouTube, figure it out. But all I'm saying is I've been doing a lot of that studying while I'm up at the 1870 Victorian home in Western New York, and I've been watching a lot of these videos, and I'm just fascinated. I love smart people that are making a lot of money and also making a difference and adding value. So today's message is going to be about good people. You want to run a good business, you got to find good people. I don't mean people to help you out. No, I don't mean that. I mean good customers. Customers are good for business, but I would qualify that statement. I've said it a lot of times. Customers are good for business. Would you agree with that statement? Yes, I would, Sam. Okay, great. Now, let me add one more little bit of a tweak to that. Good customers are great for business. So the problem is, there's a lot of customers out there, but there's not many good customers out there. What does a good customer look like? Well, a good customer in any business is somebody, they understand that they are paying you for your product. We all get that, all right? And you are going to do your very best to deliver that product to them exactly the way you said you're going to deliver it to them. You know what I mean? And that whatever that is, whatever that means to you. Sometimes things happen. Sometimes you're going to flub the dub. Maybe the product never makes it to the customer. Maybe there's a omission or something wrong with the product that's been delivered. But nonetheless, the good customer, they don't mind. They're like, hey, I'm a good customer, so I'm just going to hang with you. You'll get it right. I'll be here for you. Let me give you an example. When I first launched the continuity program I was talking about a few weeks ago, 6 days of Saturday back in 2009, it was a $97 a month continuity program. Now, this was when they signed up. They got six CDs shipped at no charge with a workbook. All right, they just paid for shipping and handling. And then by checking the box, they also agreed to go into the Destination Saturday program, which was $97 a month. They got a CD and a workbook sent to their home or business, wherever they wanted to, every month for $97 a month. So you know where I'm going with this, right? Most of the people sign up. They understand. They get it. They send their cancellation in within 30 days. Or they don't. And the other customers are like, hey, I want to at least see this new product I'm paying $97 a month for. Let me check it out. I had great reviews of it, by the way. But then you've got the customer who kicks and screams and sends you emails and nasty support tickets and, I don't know what kind of scam is you're running here, but you just charged my credit card $97 and I want it back. You know what I mean? That's that customer. If you haven't been in business long enough to have that type of customer, let me just say it to you this way. If you've never had that happen, you haven't been in business long enough. Is that going to happen to you? Of course. It happens to everybody. You can't fix stupid. You know what I'm talking about? That's actually a quote for today's podcast. You can't fix stupid. People are going to jump up and down and kick and scream and make a noise. They do it everywhere. They do it at JCPenney. They do it at Kroger. They do it at Publix. They do it at Walmart. They're always at the return counter, right? Everybody's out to get every look. If you want to be offended easily enough, you're gonna be offended. That's just the way it is. But boy, when you find good customers, let me tell you, you want to build your business around good customers. I have customers in my business that I have been blessed more than I'll ever deserve. A lot of you listen to this show. You buy my products no matter what they are. You know, they're good products, but you just buy them almost sometimes sight unseen. You just click the buy button knowing that Sam Crowley is going to deliver a quality experience for me. And I know for sure that if I ever have a question, I just got to email them or submit a support ticket, ask a quick, get clarification. I'm good. Those customers make up, it's the old 80-20 rule, and I would venture to guess more like 90-10. 10% of your customers make up for 90% of your revenue. And also, conversely, the ones that pay the least end up 90% of your problems. You know what I'm talking about? Like you have, let's say you have let's say you're in the consulting business and you sell a $25,000 coaching, consulting type product. All right. People who pay more, they pay more attention. All right. People who buy your $7 ebook or audio series, video series, something like that, those are going to be the chronic complainers that are going to kick and scream up and down, and they're not going to be good for your business. What you want to do is you want to find those great customers, people who they're in your tribe. They love you. They love you. They love your message. They love your product. They just love the experience that you're delivering, and no matter what you want to charge, they're going to find a way to come up with the money to pay you because they love it that much. Let me tell you something. Those customers are out there. They may be as rare as a bald eagle, but let me tell you, when you're in business long enough, and it doesn't need to be for 20 years, just your first year in business, you could have 5, 6, 7 of these great customers. They are going to keep your business going as long as you want to stay in business. And of course, it goes without saying, you got to be ethical. You got to bring quality. But it's not like this. It's not like you're making a great product, a really great quality product, and they're still complaining. No, man. These people are awesome. So I want to give a shout out today to everybody who's out there purchasing the Everyday Saturday suite of products, or whether you've hired me as a coach or maybe you spoke at your event or something like that. I love you guys. And here's the other thing. I don't dwell on, it's not like I'm sitting here thinking I've got all these banned customers and I'm just going to pick up the microphone today and vent on my podcast. No, it wasn't that at all. I'm actually here to encourage you to go out and find great customers. You know why? There used to be this poster on my sales floor when I was back in sales. And the poster said, it takes years to find a good customer, but it takes seconds to lose one. And I would say even in real estate as well. In real estate, I've got 40 units and 4 every month cause me the most trouble. Those are the tenants. No matter how much you try to screen them, well, what, you know, they're just 10% of them cause 90% of your problems. Those are the ones you're getting the cops at 2 in the morning, or they lock themselves out. They call you at 3 in the morning. They call, hey, my neighbor's playing loud music. Yeah, it's 3 in the morning. Call the cops, okay? You don't call the landlord for something like that. But 90% of the tenants, never hear boo from, pay their rent on time. Oh, by the way, the person who's calling you at 3 in the morning to let you know that the neighbor's music is too loud, or they lock themselves out, or they can't find their bathroom, or whatever the story may be, they're also the one calling the first of the month. Hey, yeah, rent's going to be a little late. Or they don't call. That's even better. That's actually what happens more often. Hey, knocking on the front door, fifth of the month. Hey, Joe, how's it going? But good, good, yeah. Rent's due 4 days ago. Yeah, about that. The dog ate it. And I literally, and I am not joking, with God as my witness, I am not kidding when I tell you, within the past year, a tenant has told me their dog ate their rent money. Okay? The dog, the canine, Fido, Lassie, Cujo, ate the rent money. Now, I've been a landlord for 12 years, okay? I have never in my life heard somebody say, the dog ate the rent money. Now, I don't know. Now, the rent, I don't know if it was a check, a money order, or it was cash. I don't know because I wasn't there at the time. The property manager told me this because he couldn't believe he actually heard it. I don't know what it was. All I know is there's an adult living somewhere breathing the same air as you, okay? Their vote for the president of the United States counts just as much as yours does. And the dog ate their rent money, okay? You don't want that tenant, okay? You don't want that customer. And you don't want that headache. So no matter what business you go into, you must be on a mission. You must have like this x-ray vision, looking through all of the average customers out there, looking through all of the chronic complainers and the refunders and the ones that are going to be emailing you and upset that something didn't work or they didn't understand the terms and conditions or the refund period. You don't want anything to do with them. Okay, and I know some people be like, hey, well, you know, I mean, if you want to please them, you know, you end up turning these people around. There's no turning them around. There's absolutely no turning. I've never not one time seen a chronic complainer. Have I had a customer email me irate, and then they settled down when they realized that they were wrong? And hey, first of all, let me just say, I'm not always right. As a matter of fact, I'm wrong more than I'm right. But when every time I send an email back to a client or a customer or something like that, I say, oh, my mistake. It was actually supposed to be this or a speaking gig or something. And we have to settle up with the promoter 30 days later and they're short $2,000. And maybe we made an accounting error on a spreadsheet. I'm sorry. They're always like, hey, no big deal, Sam. Look, no problem at all. Can't wait to have you back and speak again. Something like that. I'm not talking about that. I'm wrong. I'm not saying it's always the other person. I'm saying when you have an issue with a customer of yours, and it's a great customer, there's never an issue. Because whenever there's a solution, there's never a problem. As long as there's a solution, there's never a problem. And there's always a solution. There's always a solution. Whatever you want that solution to be to make the customer happy, the good customer happy, and whatever gets the bad customer out the door the fastest, that's good too. And in the landlord business as well, like I keep talking about, any time that you can turn over your units with bad tenants and get the good ones in there, let me tell you, man, it is tough to find great tenants. And once you find them, you got to keep them. No matter what you got to do, I've had tenants that have been late 6 months, like have not paid me rent for 6 months, and I don't evict them. I've had tenants that haven't paid me rent for 6 days. I throw them out. What's the difference? Big difference. You just know. Tenant that was late for 6 months lost his job. And he had other issues happening within his family that were personal to him. And I knew it. And he was proactive. And he would call me and say, Sam, I'm not going to have the rent again this month. Man, I'm so sorry. I'm such a loser. I'm like, no, you're not a loser. Look, just when you get it, you know, let me know when you get it. And you know, I remember it like it was yesterday. It was December 2007, right before Christmas. He called me up. And he counted like Bob Barker on The Price is Right, counting $100 bills in my hand till it was piled up to the ceiling. And that was a 6 months rent he wanted to pay me in cash. Loved it. Big hug. Merry Christmas. I've had other tenants knock on the door. They've been with me for a month. Hey, it's the sixth of the month. Yeah? Well, I don't have the rent. okay, well, that's kind of part of the, like, the relationship we got. See, I'm the landlord and you're the tenant. And you know, kind of the way it works is, I don't know, maybe you don't understand, but like, you pay me and then I pay the mortgage, the insurance, the taxes, the water, the sewer, the garbage pickup and everything. That's just kind of the way it works. You know, I don't know. Maybe you don't understand that. You know, maybe the planet you come from, it's the other way around. Maybe where you come from, the landlord pays you to rent. Well, that's not the way it works here. See, the way it works here is that you actually pay me and then I give you a roof over your head. See, guys, you don't want to go begging for business. Begging for business is never a good business to be in. If you've got to beat the fish into the boat, you don't have a business that's going to last very long. Who wants to do that? Who wants to beg for business? We've all done it. I remember being in telephone sales, even in outside sales. Oh, my God, please don't cancel your ad. Oh, or, hey, I can give you this deal. You know, I'll give you a car. Give you a house, I'll give you a boat if you just sign this agreement with me. I mean, literally, just trying to do anything you can do to get that deal. And I would always walk away thinking, oh, I feel so dirty. I need a shower, man. You know, it's like, oh, I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that guy. Like, you know that guy when you knock on the door and you're making a cold call on a business, or you go inside and you see someone and they're like, tell him I'm not here. And he's in the room next to you. Hey, tell him I'm not here, okay? Oh, yeah, okay. And then Jenny, the secretary, comes out. Mr. Johnson's not here, but you can, well, I just heard him. I heard him actually tell you to tell me. I actually did that. True story. Jenny comes out. I said, hey, is Mr. Johnson here? Let me check. She walks down the hall, takes a left. There's the door. Jim Johnson right there. Jim, Sam Crowley, AT&T is here to see you. Calling your sales call for 10 a.m. It was a scheduled call. I can't know. Just tell him not here, Jenny. Tell him not here. Okay. Oh, okay. Okay, great. Mr. Crowley? Yeah. Jim, Mr. Johnson's not here. He stepped out. Well, actually, I just heard him tell you to tell me that he's not here. So he's here. Oh, no, he's not here. Oh, can I walk down the hall, take a left and look? No, you can't. And matter of fact, it'd probably be best if he left right now. Like, oh, okay, I just want to make sure he's not here, but let's, you know, I'm just making sure. See, that, you don't want Mr. Jim Johnson as your customer, okay? You don't want to have to beat the fish into the boat. Your quality of your product is so amazing. Your value proposition is so freaking amazing. And if you don't believe it, then that's on you. That's on you. You understand? You got to believe that your value proposition is unbelievable. It's ridiculous. It's off the hook. Amazing. And if you own that, that's a problem with young entrepreneurs, man. And I say young only meaning the fact, I don't mean young in age. I mean young in experience of owning a business. They always want to give a discount, right? Let me give you a discount. You get 2-for-1, 3-for-1, 10-for-1, okay? Come on. No. And look, you don't got to be an idiot the other way. So, well, my product is so amazing. I'm going to charge $997 for my newsletter. True story. I'm at an event in New York City in Central Park about 5 years ago when I was on Fox News, cheap plug, for the Everyday Saturday message. And I went up from the Avenue of the Americas, walked up, my buddy Sean, we went to a party that was being hosted by, oh God, what was her name? She's on Fox News. I forget her name. Oh, it'll come to me. Forget. Anyway. Obviously wasn't that big of an impression. But anyway, so I'm at the bar, and a guy's telling me about his new book that's coming out. And this guy was an egomaniac. he never asked me once what I did for a living. Not one time. Hey, so I mean, you'd think in general conversation, especially at a bar where you're just trying to make conversation, what do I do? So I just kept asking him, what do you do? What's your name? Where do you live? Blah, blah, blah. And I could tell he was really a big fan of himself. As much as he was talking, he's got the $3,000 Armani on. He's probably like 55 years old or so. Nice trimmed goatee. Really, you know, happening guy, you know. And, I mean, he dripped of success. And I don't know if he rented all that outfit for the evening and just decided to go to that place. But anyway, it was like a gala. I don't even know what I was doing there. I think I got my PR agent at the time. I had a PR agent that I hired. And he got me a ticket to that party because I was in New York. Didn't have anything going on. So the guy's telling me about the book. Yeah, I'm writing a book, just about done, and it's just for men only. I mean, what do you mean for men only? Well, it's a book about, I forget, it was like the Male Success Club or something stupid like that. I'm like, wow, that's fascinating. How are you going? Yep, women aren't even allowed to buy it. Wait, what do you mean women aren't allowed? How do you work? What do you mean? Like, my wife goes into Barnes & Noble, sees your book. Nope, can't buy it. Like, okay. That could be a problem. I mean, I don't know how you police that. Well, it's just going to be that way. You know what? I'm getting on Oprah, too. Oh, okay. Is that book? No, not yet, but I know it's going to happen. Throw it out to the universe. So he's going to throw it out to the universe to get on Oprah. Okay, so I see where we're going with this. All right. The universe, I think, was the scotch on the rocks that he was firing back about two every 30 minutes. But what do I know? I go, what are you going to tell Oprah? You know, I'm going to tell her right then and there, Oprah, you're not allowed to buy my book. I'm like, you're going on Oprah. First of all, you're going on Oprah. That's funny in and of itself. Second of all, when you get on Oprah, the most coveted platform on the planet for someone to promote anything, you're going to tell her that she can't buy your book. Yep, that's right. For men only. Okay, buddy. Well, listen, it's been really great getting to know you. good luck with that. Tell Oprah I said hi. And by the way, plug her into the Everyday Saturday Man. Oh, hey, I will. What's your name again? Stan Grumbly? Sam Crowley. Right. Hey, good to meet you, Stan. So anyway, the whole thing, just don't be a jerk. You know, you don't have to be that guy, nor do you want to be somebody who doesn't believe in the value of your product. Just be who? What do I say on every single podcast? Just be you. But you got to believe, baby. You got to believe that you've got the value. And when you believe in it, your customers are going to believe you. That's how it works. You want great customers. First, you got to start with a great self-confidence, not arrogance, but self-confidence that you are delivering an incredible value proposition. And you're going to find those 10 out of 100 customers that are going to support you for the rest of your life. And you know what? A few of them will move away. Some will pass away. Some will just go away. Not because you did anything wrong. It's just attrition. And you'll replace them. But once you know what a good customer looks like, you'll know where to look for them. And you don't make any apologies for the price of your product. You don't make any apologies for anything else. You lead with your price. And you lead with the quality of the experience that you are going to deliver to the end customer. Are you with me? It's Sam Crowley. Remember, no show tomorrow, June 28th, 2014. Oh, and then my birthday is June 29th, so actually 48 hours. I'm going to be 46 years old. So tomorrow, I'm going to be celebrating the last day of my 45th year on this earth. Are you kidding me? June 29th, 1968 seems like yesterday. Yesterday! I can't believe it. I feel like I'm 26, man. I got another 100 years in me, baby. I'll be doing the Everyday Saturday podcast till 3014. Whew. Sam Crowley, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.